6 o'clock in the Southland. Live Imaging Tuesday is on in full effect. Shitano and Cap.
What you need to know, Shitano. Christopher.
It's what you need to know time.
Yeah. It's brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Lens.
I don't know if I'm ready to throw yet. I feel like there should be a bit. Then we throw.
Oh, okay. Do whatever you want.
What do you want?
I don't know. I don't really have
to. It's your show on Tuesday.
Oh, easy now.
Hashtag
I mean that in a nice
start,
way.
Don't start that. You know, that's going to start to fly around now.
I mean
it's
that in a nice
flying
way.
Around.
Listen, this Live Imaging Tuesday started on this show.
Much like our social media team, Rand, is already spreading.
Yeah.
And I heard
it
that Mason,
good.
I heard Mason's really upset about what happened on Friday.
Yes, he is.
What is he mad about?
Well, what happened on Friday
remember
was.
Remember that I wasn't on their show? My show. So he got mad. Remember he was texting everybody? Why is Morales just doing Sedano and Cap Live Imaging?
You didn't hear about this?
No.
We talked about
it. Where you been?
No, you did a whole rant about it
on
Friday. Yeah.
Oh.
Remember we played Can't Stop the Feeling?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can't stop the feeling.
Yeah,
you have Shitano and Cap.
Here's the thing. You started doing it on this show, and then everybody was like, well, why did you do it on our show?
Actually, not necessarily true. In fact, John Ireland did not like it at first.
Right. Well, no. Correct. And then, no, what happened was they wanted him in, but then Chris is Chris. You and I and Lindsay and Laura can handle Chris and what comes with the Chris show, right? But not everybody can. Mason and Ireland feel like overwhelmed by
Chris.
Well,
Lindsay didn't like it today, though, because you and I teed it up
the keto snacks,
to make it a bit.
Yeah, the keto.
I never said I didn't like it.
Sometimes I like the prod.
You just get mad because I try and give it back to you, and then you say, oh, well, Lindsay doesn't like it because, you know.
That's not what I said. I said, oh, let's save it for the air.
Well, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah. So they did not like it, Cappy. You're right. And then what happens is they're like in this weird relationship with Chris where it's like they want to be around Chris, but then they're like, no, we don't want Chris. And then like when Chris is out hanging out on other shows.
Breezy.
Yeah, with another Breezy.
Right. Then what happens?
Then it's like, wait, no, come hang out with us. Yeah, you know, like they're just jealous. Like I don't understand what's happening with this relationship with Chris. Like Chris,
everybody wants him.
I mean, whatever. I'm happy for him because he's great at what he does and, you know, everyone knows it started here, so it's fine. Like, I don't care.
See, that's what we need. We need a little intermediate bit, and now we can throw to Lindsay. Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. For the record, I was just going to say that, you know, whenever you do the Live Imaging Tuesday with Mason and Ireland, I feel like there's always some kind of, like, drama that comes out of it. You know, like Greg said this, and then Mason
corporate
got mad, and
Greg.
it's not for air, and you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that does happen. Yes.
Yeah, I feel like it always starts something where, like, somebody's mad at somebody.
You got to be starting something.
Well, that is true. That's sort of the bit, too, sometimes. But with them, it's very easy to do.
Yeah, they also get rattled very easily, I feel in a lot of
when you're older like that.
Wow.
Whoa. Wow.
Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. So, horror fans have a chance to earn $1,300 by watching 13 films based off of Stephen King's most chilling novels before Halloween. During your horror binge, you'll be asked questions such as which film you like the most, if you're watching alone or with friends, and how your heart rate is going with each creepy scene. You won't even have to pay to watch the films or find them because usdish.com will take care of that for you. Of course, for this gig, no degree is necessary, nor will a drug test or background check be necessary. You can apply for the gig at usdish.com, and the deadline is Friday at 11 a.m. So if you want to make some money, you know, go apply just to watch some horror movies and then report back on them.
There you go, Cappy.
13 films, 1,300?
Yeah, but Rachel, no chance Rachel's going to let you watch 13 movies.
Nah, she doesn't like any shows with violence or scary stuff.
I mean, I was going to say, you could do it together. Yeah. Could be a bonding moment.
Shouldn't watch House of the Dragon.
Doesn't watch House of the Dragon.
Doesn't watch Game of Thrones.
Even this past episode with all the...
I know, this would have been the one that she would have liked.
Right.
Yeah.
Why? She likes a lot of... I feel like I haven't seen it, but everyone was talking, you know.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot of sex scenes there.
Yeah. Like really juicy.
Half the show, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Chris, you okay?
I was just...
You were on the ground.
I got down on the floor to kind of stretch it out a little bit.
You disappeared for a minute.
Mm. And you're back.
Yeah, are you going
to
do the...
Yeah, I'm going to work on you. I'm going to go to work on you.
Are you going to step on his back?
I'm not going to step on him.
No.
But I am going to do some chiropractic sort of adjustments to him.
Right.
I like this.
And you've done this before?
Yeah. Listen, my neck is moving a lot smoother now.
Well, you heard earlier today, for anybody that wasn't here.
Yeah.
I was...
Oh, yeah, Laura, play that again. Like, so you had a crick in your neck, right?
No, I have a giant knot the size of your head.
Okay.
That I had my trigger point therapist who works on my knots, and he's the best in Fullerton, Marshall.
Yeah. And then...
But it's so bad because I'm so stressed out the last few weeks of my life that I can't get rid of this thing. And I tried to use the Theragun on Sunday while I was watching football because it's part of my job.
Right.
And that just made it far worse. So now it's just been into constant pain. So Cappy decided, let's play the whole thing, the whole clip there.
Okay.
You feel that?
Yeah.
You can feel that.
Yeah.
Oh, it does feel nice.
Oh, oh look at
and
that.
Then it's really deep into the neck.
Yeah.
Show me where in the neck.
Like right in there.
Yeah. Oh! Oh! Ah! Oh, my God.
Ew, that sounded so nasty.
I don't know if that was my neck or his hand, honestly.
That was your neck.
That was your neck.
Whatever that was sounded awful.
We can take a break for a little while.
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
All right. He's done, Cappy. He's done.
Oh, am I done with him?
The yeah. clip
that
is
did
all.
Help.
Yeah. You see that?
Yeah. Yeah. That was really loud. Can you play just the crack one more time? Oh! Oh, my God. We laughed during it. Sorry.
Ah! The clip is in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust. Unique. Laura posted it. I'll post it back up
I
later,
I think
too.
That whatever that knot was that is the size of Sedano's head, I think I broke it up.
We reduced it because it's still a little tight, but I think once you get me on the floor
yeah.
and start to go to town.
I'm going in on the elbow.
Yeah, I think we're going to get it all released.
I'm going in on the elbow.
That means tonight I will have to
what
drink.
What time are we doing this?
Oh, well, let's do.
Well, we got Beto next.
Yeah, let's do it 6:45. Yeah,
6:45. At the end of the
last
show.
Segment.
Yeah, end of the show.
Segment. Okay.
Because you're driving me home?
I would like to drive you home tonight.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tuesdays are our special day.
Yeah.
Chris and I drive home together. We hold hands.
Yeah.
We talk it out.
Yeah.
I drive him right to the Anaheim train station.
Right.
He yawns a lot.
Little cocktails before or no?
No, no real cocktails. No,
it's Tuesday night.
Yeah, we're kind of heading home. Okay. And then we get there and we look at the train station in Anaheim and we're like, God, this place is beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's empty.
Yeah. There's nothing in there.
And then we look over at Angel Stadium and it's kind of the same situation.
Speaking of Angel Stadium, I just bought, because my kid loves, I mean, what kid, little kid doesn't love monster trucks. I'm going to the Monster Jam.
Really?
I didn't realize how expensive those damn tickets are.
Time out. I'm calling an official Sedano and Cap timeout.
Do you want to go with us?
But hold on.
Got an extra ticket?
Okay. You didn't offer me an extra ticket.
Oh, you're right there. You want to come?
You're going.
Who's
going to
ask Mason first?
Were you really?
Yeah.
Can you see Mace at the Monster Jam?
At the Monster Jam with two kids?
With like a trucker's hat?
No chance.
You're going to the Monster Jam
yeah.
at Angel Stadium.
Yeah, in like February.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you bought the tickets.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? What? You think I should have called the Angels and asked for freebies?
He itched, bro, when you said that. He literally.
Yeah, it like makes me uncomfortable. It like.
Why? You want.
Because
you wanted me to call the Angels and say, "Hey, I'm George Sedano. Give me free tickets."
No, not exactly. Not exactly.
What would you want me to do then?
I mean, listen. I'll give you an example. Okay. So my daughter goes to Tulane now.
Yeah.
She calls me up and she starts the sentence like this. She goes, "Hey, King." Now, when your daughter says, "Hey, King,"
she wants something. Yeah.
That's amazing that right. She calls you and says that.
Right. She goes, "Hey, King."
I thought you thought maybe she meant to call LeBron.
No. Talking to me.
Oh.
"Hey, King," yeah. Which, of course, I reply with, "What up, Queen?"
Yeah.
So when she says, "Hey, King,"
yeah.
I know what that means.
She wants something.
She needs money.
Yeah.
She needs something.
Yeah.
So she says.
Shouldn't you call her Princess?
Wait, time out. I just want to say, thinking of, like, you know, me and how I call my dad, what I say when I want something, I'm thinking in my head, she's like, don't, like, sitting there with their friends, like, "Don't worry, girls, I got this."
Oh,
and
oh,
she
yeah.
puts you on speaker, and she's like, "My dad's really cool. He's cool AF."
1,000%.
Never yeah. with my parents.
No question about it. 1,000%. My daughter tells this guy that she's sort of now seeing, okay? She said,
Wait, sort of seeing?
Yeah. So this kid's this baseball player, right?
Okay.
And he went to the IMG Academy.
Oh.
So now he's a big Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan.
Yeah.
So my daughter calls me. She goes, "Hey, King." I say, "What up, Queen?" And she says, "Hey, Dad, can you please do me a favor?" "Sure. What do you need?" I figure, you know, she needs money. "Can you get me some Saints tickets for this Sunday?" She wants to go to see the Saints play in the Superdome, the kickoff of the season. This is
right.
their home opener,
yeah.
right? I say, "Who are they playing?"
Right.
She says, "I don't have any idea."
Yeah.
I said, "Well, let me look it up real quick."
Right,
so I
right.
look it up. I go, "Hey, they're playing Tampa Bay."
Yeah, that's a
They're
tough
playing
ticket.
Against Tom Brady. That's a really tough ticket to get. Her answer, "I got confidence in you, King." Right? So now.
Pretty good. That's pretty right? good.
She's good, yeah.
Talk
she's
about
good.
Like total manipulation.
So yeah. now instead of being like, "No, sorry, I can't do it," you're like, "Oh, wow, I got to do this.
Right.
I got to pull through."
She actually has confidence in me. She believes in me.
Right.
She's probably told the dude, "Don't worry about it." Here's what she probably said. "My dad works for ESPN.
Yeah.
He can easily get tickets for us," right?
Right.
So now I'm sitting here going, do I really have the time this week to start looking around? Who do I know? Who's broadcasting the game? Who do I call? Who can I get tickets from?
Why wouldn't you just buy them?
Well, first of all, I would think it would be a very tough ticket to buy.
I mean, even secondary market, you could buy them.
StubHub.
And the second reason is, why do you think?
You don't want to spend the money.
Naturally.
Right.
Of course.
Right. For me, it's just easier. I don't want to call somebody and bother them.
Yeah, see, I don't like the
call.
Monster truck tickets are probably not worth the ask either. Okay. Like the favor.
All right, hold on.
But they are more expensive than I thought they were.
How much?
Yeah.
So they were like $75 on Ticketmaster. Plus, we bought they do like a little pit thing before the show. Mm-hmm. Where you take the kids, they can actually see the monster trucks, get in them, all that kind of stuff. And that's like $20. So it's like $100, let's just say.
All right, that's not
terrible.
Per ticket.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
Yeah.
But you see, I'm just more...
But I was just stunned that it was that much, honestly.
Yeah, but this is a very popular show. I mean, every year they do this at Angel Stadium. Between that and the motocross...
And they do a bunch of them at Angel Stadium. Yeah. Like a bunch of shows.
Like, it's a big deal.
Yeah,
you know?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a monster truck guy.
You're not? You're not a big fan of Bigfoot?
I mean, back in when I was like 7.
What's the name of the big super monster truck now that everybody
knows?
You should find
Gravedigger.
That out. Gravedigger. Yeah, it's like something like that.
Yeah, because you got to have the voice
right.
of that guy.
Yeah.
It's Gravedigger. Right.
But you see, I'm the kind of guy, and I admit it, I will admit this to everybody, I'm a connection guy.
Yeah.
I'm a hookup guy.
That's how you got this job.
Right.
You want to flaunt. You want to flaunt that, like, you still got it, right?
He was working me for years.
It's not the flaunt it. It's more the...
To your daughter.
It's more of being cheap, you know?
Oh, okay.
I could buy them, but if I just made a few phone calls, I could probably find them.
Like, does she need good seats?
No, she doesn't need good seats. She just needs to get in.
So buy $119.
I'm not buying tickets for her and her boyfriend to go to see a game.
Okay.
Let him buy the tickets.
Okay.
$119, that's what you found, huh?
Yeah.
Per ticket. Plus fees.
Right. I mean, I'm in for $300.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's your little girl.
Right, but all I do is keep putting money in this kid's bank account.
Biggie Eric Herrera just tweeted.
What does he say?
Hey, King. Need tickets to the next Rams home game. I got confidence in you.
You don't want to go to that.
That's what
no,
I
just
do.
Kidding. We kid.
I had a guy send me a message today on Facebook, direct message on Facebook, and he didn't call me King, but he did say, my son, who you've met before, he loves Sedano and Cap. Is there any way you could get us tickets behind home plate at the Dodger game?
What?
You know? And it's one of those things where it's like...
So who are these kids? You keep asking.
Not kids. These are grown men.
Yeah.
People that ask him to get him into brunch.
Yeah, on Mother's Day. Yeah, people call me looking for connections.
No, bro, not me. I tell people right off the gate, I'm not Ticketmaster, bro.
I always say that I'm not Ticketmaster, but yet I seem to be Ticketmaster.
Nope, I'm not. I am not Ticketmaster. I tell people, I buy my own tickets, and I do. When I saw Laura at the Dodger game, I bought those tickets.
Yeah, see, if I wanted to go to the monster truck thing, two things. One, I would look for a contact, and two, now that you've offered me a ticket, you don't expect me to pay you for it, do you?
No, you sure.
Oh, okay.
It's on
right,
me.
Good. All right,
I mean,
good.
But I only got
right,
one.
That's different. That's different.
Do you want to come?
Me and you and your kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds fun.
All right.
Me and Mateo can hold hands walking in.
Now maybe he'll actually like you.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe he'll like get over my voice.
Yeah.
He won't like run away.
Yeah.
He doesn't like it.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday he was in pajamas though, and he didn't run away out of the room.
No, he was okay.
Yeah, he was all right.
Yeah, I had to kick him out.
Yeah. Well, he was talking about playing soccer and
tripping over the ball.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
I'll meet you guys for the Instagram pic.
There you go.
But
just
I won't
the street.
Yeah, I won't take in the whole thing. Yeah.
No?
It doesn't seem
very
like my
loud.
Thing.
No, I don't feel like you are a monster truck guy.
I'm really
all.
Not.
I mean, I'm not either, to be honest with you.
Although, but I could wear like a trucker's hat and get my skull.
Oh, you're
just have my skull on all night?
Yeah. Yeah.
You want some dip? Is that what you want?
Well,
you put your hands on my hip? When I dip, you dip, we dip?
Well, you want me to do a whipper right now?
No, don't do that.
You got to hold my neck?
So gross.
No, don't do that. Coming up next, Beto Duran.
Oh, I love Beto Duran.
Dude, this kid has traveled like 7 bazillion miles in like 3 days.
Actually, you're wrong. It's 8 bazillion.
Okay. He has been doing good things. We like to rep our folks here, our people here. Beto is a big part of this show, and he did a bunch of boxing matches. 18 fights in a span of like just a couple of days. He literally 8,000 miles,
right.
Covered multiple countries all over North America. We want to talk to Beto about that and if he wants to steal your monster truck ticket.
Oh, you're actually now offering it to him.
I think he may want it.
Okay. I'll get hooked up. I won't buy.
How about you both?
But I'll
come.
Hook it up.
You can both come.
Okay. You going to buy another ticket?
Hey, maybe.
Okay. Very nice of you, by the way. Very nice of
you. I don't have a problem buying tickets. So, Beto Duran next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sedano and Cap Live Imaging Tuesday. On this day in 1995, the TV sitcom The Drew Carey Show premiered on ABC. Cleveland alert.
Bingo card. Lindsay, do people really like this song there?
I don't know. They play it after the Indians win every time.
It's funny, growing up and watching this show, in syndication mainly later on,
yeah,
I thought, wow, Cleveland rocks.
I never really watched it that much.
Yeah.
It wasn't a great show, honestly.
Yeah, I feel
Ohio!
Like,
I'm not a huge Drew Carey fan.
Yeah, it was annoying.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't really do much for me.
I liked that show.
You did?
The Drew Carey one? Yeah, it was like on TGIF, I feel like, at one point.
I think so, yeah.
Norm MacDonald was funny on it.
Drew Carey.
Is that Norm MacDonald or is that Bob Dylan?
That's my Norm MacDonald. Drew Carey. Cleveland Rocks.
Okay.
I'm going to your hometown on Thursday night.
I know.
I'm schlepping to Cleveland.
I know. I'm jealous that you're going to go hang out with...
And you won't be at the Sunset Room for
correct.
My birthday celebration.
Sadly. Very sadly.
I wonder if Beto Duran will be there Saturday night.
Oh, Beto Duran. Let's find out. Beto, did you like Drew Carey?
Not really. Okay. I mean, he's the host of Price is Right, so not really my jam, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't even really like him on The Price is Right either.
Yeah, I'm a Bob Barker kind of guy.
Yep, same. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Hey, Beto.
You guys calm down now? Is everybody done being all in a bad mood?
Are you on AirPods or something?
Is that better for you? Is that better for you?
Yeah, it is. It's actually
a little better. Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks, man. Appreciate that. Thank you, Christopher. Are you guys done being in a bad mood?
Well, Chris was in a bad mood to start.
Chris is hurting. Yeah. He's in pain. Did you hear
Kaplan crack his neck?
Yeah, I've been driving around because I'm a loyal listener to the show.
Oh, thank
and, you know, there's interruptions, and I'm not going to let anything happen. So I'm driving around to make sure that I listen to the show. And, you know, I realize that as Chris goes, Live Imaging Tuesday and the show goes. So Chris in a good mood, we're in a good mood. He needs a martini, man. Somebody help him out. But, yeah, great job by Laura capturing his neck breaking.
It really was. It was pretty impressive. The sound was insane.
I mean, he has some sort of a... like a knot in his neck that he describes as the size of Sedano's head.
It's a big head.
You know? And I popped it, man. I did.
Yeah.
I broke it.
Yeah, I heard it. Now you're going to step on his back. That's awesome. I didn't see Cappy. You're fascinated because you are not only just a host, an entrepreneur, but you're also an amateur masseuse and a chiropractor. I love it.
Yes, and an active release therapist as well.
Yeah, you do it all, man. You do it all.
Right.
Este show tiene de todo. We got everything you need here.
Sí.
Como no.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Beto, what the hell have you been doing the last week?
I finally caught up on some sleep yesterday. I worked boxing Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thursday, Costa Rica. Friday and Saturday, I was in Toronto, Canada, all on the zone. So it was pretty cool. It was a good opportunity. And today, a website called Bad Left Hook, they hit me up yesterday. They're like, hey, did you really do all that? I'm like, yeah, we saw your social media. Can we do an article about you? I'm like, really? Like, that's not – for me, it's not really that exciting because, you know, we're just working. But then we did it. The interview yesterday came up this morning, and the response from the community, first of all, by the way, thank you guys so much. And it was great. And I've never really wanted to, like, do interviews because, like I said, it's just our job. But I left – was it Tuesday night, red eye, to Miami. Did not have an espresso in Miami because I wanted to sleep on the plane a little bit more, even though it was calling me, George. It was right there, you know, all your restaurants inside the airport. Costa Rica, landed, did fighter meetings, but we weren't in like the Steve Mason Costa Rica where I can go take a shirt off and get into the jungle, take pictures like that, thirst trapping. Mm-hmm. I was in San Jose actually working. Then we had meetings, did the fight the next day, did not sleep because I had a 3 a.m. shuttle to get back to the airport. From there to El Salvador connected to Toronto, land, and then customs held me up because they were like, wait a minute, why are you in the United States, Costa Rica, El Salvador, and now you're in Canada?
Right, they thought you were being chased, right?
Yeah, and then like, you've only been there for a day and a half in some of these spots, and you don't have any luggage. I just had like a small carry-on. Like, huh? So Toronto there. I got to the hotel, quick shower, went straight to the venue.
Wait, but how long were you in Canadian customs when they were asking you all these questions?
About an hour-ish.
An hour?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought those Canadian people were all nice.
They were nice, but it was like, I also said, I was like, oh, I'm just visiting. I'm just traveling, meeting friends. They're like, well, the part where I was going to wasn't Toronto. It was like half an hour south.
Right.
They're like, really? And like, okay, you're going to stay at a Holiday Inn? Yeah, you know what's wrong with a Holiday Inn? So it was just different questions. And then they open up my carry-on, and I have an earpiece, you know, with the IFB, George?
Yeah.
So they see that, and then I have my makeup. And then they're like, okay, so what's going on here? I'm like, oh, well, I also do TV. I was in Costa Rica doing TV. Well, you should have declared that immediately. So
right.
I was like, yeah. But then you got to declare, well, how much money do you have? And I'm not going to say that I got money cash, but I got paid cash in some places. So
right.
I'm like,
right.
So, escándalo, baby, escándalo.
Oh, my God. It's like a telenovela.
Wait, I have a question, though. So you flew from L.A. to Miami, Miami to Costa Rica.
Costa Rica to El Salvador.
But did the fight, and then – okay, Costa Rica to El Salvador, El Salvador to Canada.
Toronto.
But you had to do fights what night? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
In a hockey rink.
Okay, so here's just a quick question. With as hard as it is to travel and as oftentimes as George reports back of flights being canceled or you know delayed, this is all on commercial airliners, right?
No, private.
Yeah. You see nobody going commercial airline, and I'm paying for the upgrade to get the aisles window on the exit row.
What would have happened, though, if the flights didn't make it and they needed to go into Plan B? Did the boxing promotion have Plan B?
So the promoter in Canada, because they did a show Friday and Saturday, which is rare. You normally only do it one night. And I told them there was only one flight that would get me in time, and it was the one that I took at 5:30 in the morning. The customs holdup really helped me up because I was supposed to be their suitor. So I literally walked into the building cap. And because I went and took like a quick 10-minute shower at the hotel because I smelled like an airplane, and I literally walked into the arena. They gave me the headset, and they're like, all right, we're on in 20 minutes. Like, no rehearsal, no nothing, and just went. I mean, mind you, I was on the planes. I'd done my research. We go above and beyond when we do our research, so I knew what was up. But their plan B was, if you don't make it, damn. Like, we're just going to
– We have no plan B.
Yeah. So their thing was, make sure your flight from El Salvador, the connector, takes off. As soon as it takes off, we know we're good.
Were there good fights?
Yeah, there was really good fights. The fight in Costa Rica was she's the national champion, 105 pounds, and they moved her there, and it was like, no, Costa Rica's a trip. You're not allowed to sell alcohol inside a sporting venue. So
really?
It was loud. They had a drum line in the middle of the third round. This drum line just started breaking out, and then the referee had to stop the fight to tell the drum line to be quiet. So it was cool. They were loud, and, you know, it was really, really cool to see that the national champion go back and forth. And, oh, and by the way, when I get to Costa Rica, they tell me, oh, by the way, Beto, your partner is not going to be here. You're going to have to do these six fights by yourself.
Damn.
So I'm like, all right, cool. No problems. I went old school, Howard Cosell, doing it all. So it was fun. It was great. And, you know, this is what we look for, right? Like, people are like, are you tired? I'm like, no, I'm not the one flying the plane. Like I said in the interview, my dad was a machinist, and he'd come home all tired, right? I used to wake up at 3 in the morning and go deliver the newspaper into the news rack. I'm wearing makeup and sitting ringside, and I get paid for this. You're never going to hear me complaining, man.
Yeah.
All right, so fights Thursday night, Friday night, and then leaving Canada, where did you go from there?
I came to LAX Sunday.
Okay, so I just was trying to put together, so the fights were Costa Rica, El Salvador, because my, you know, geography's not very good. I didn't know if they were the same place, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Costa Rica and El Salvador are like Latin American countries.
Okay, and how far is Costa Rica from El Salvador?
Yeah, they're south.
No, I got that part.
They're south.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were long flights, Cap. I woke up and I was like, damn it, we still got more to go.
18 fights in 3 days in three different countries?
Yes.
Damn, dude, that's grinding. Just respect on that, dude.
Yeah, and I still don't have a big house like you.
Well, you're going to get one. You're going to get one. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. And on Tuesdays, I want to come in and be your social media guy. All right? I'm going to take over.
Okay. Now, hold on. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page on something here.
Yeah.
Now, the last time we were all together, Beto, was at Union Station, remember?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. And do you know what today's date is?
I don't even – it's Tuesday, bro. I don't know.
Tuesday. That's right. Tuesday.
It was jet lag yesterday. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, literally, this man has been in three countries, four countries in 5 days. Like,
I came home with Costa Rican and Canadian money, and I don't even have U.S. dollars in my pocket.
Hey, by the way, when you were in Costa Rica, there was something that you guys – I think you were eating or drinking something, and you gave me a shout-out on Twitter. I'm trying to remember what it was.
Oh, I was drinking Imperial beer.
Yes, and you and I'm not sure why, but you were like, yo, they got Cappy representation down here.
Oh, okay. I forgot about this part. So after the fight, there's nowhere to eat because we're like in a downtown area in the capital. So they said the only place where you can go get food at midnight is at this casino. So we go to this casino, and I look up. There's an advertising, and it's a Love Boat.
That's what it was.
Advertising. Yeah, and I'm like, Cappy is here. And it was an advertising of a short person who was saying, hey, you can win a trip on this cruise, and they had the Love Boat. And then my boy Bobby D, who's our production assistant, does a lot of video. He's a big fan of the show, and he's the one who always comes up to me. Oh, by the way, before our fight, he was like my stage manager in Costa Rica. And he said it. He said, Love Boat. So I'm like, yeah, I can't escape this guy.
That's funny.
Bobby D loves you. But we had at this casino, they gave me a beer, and he looks up, and he's like, Beto, look, Love Boat. So Cappy was everywhere, baby.
There you go. Now, speaking of Cappy being everywhere.
Yeah.
Now,
because this is important. What I wanted to get to Beto about with the date is important.
Okay, well, hurry up.
Okay, so Beto, today's September 13th. Today is Tuesday night, right? Now, the last time we were all together in Union Station, we made a commitment to each other that day for tonight.
Man, we were all
drunk. Oh, we were going to go to
– tonight was going to be our East Side Taco
Let's
Tour.
Do it. I'm ready to go.
You know, you were supposed to come in. We were all supposed to go have tacos tonight.
Well, Chris's neck is
But Chris is hurt now.
Well, is this happening?
You can't tell me now.
Yeah, he's jet-lagged.
Well, I mean, I thought, in my calendar, Taco Tour with Beto.
How about next week?
Well, then why didn't you text me to remind me?
Yeah. I just didn't think I had to. Like, I'll give you an example. On Labor Day, I had to text Beto in the morning. I'm like, hey, are we getting together today or not? Because Beto wanted to go to Del Mar to the racetrack with his father and his son. And he's like, oh, dude, sorry, I'm not coming. I'm like, I already reserved you a table.
Yeah, all right. I mean, listen, how about we push it back a couple of weeks?
All right, next week.
So you're saying he flaked on you on Labor Day?
A little bit.
This goes back to the Chione factor right here. There you go. Chione means crybaby. Everybody's crying today.
Yeah, you're a Chione.
Is that like a Chiva?
No, like a crybaby.
Oh, it is?
Chione.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll have
Beto,
to redo it.
Beto, don't go anywhere. We got a break for like 2 minutes, Laura. I have one more thing I want to talk to you about before we play Big Deal or No Deal, okay?
All right, please.
Hold on. All right, he's on hold. Go to break. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Oh, look at that hip action. Look, Cap.
Suavemente. This is the white people's jam.
Good job.
You like that hip action?
That
you'll be seeing that popping Saturday night. You won't be there.
Listen, even at the Sunset Room. Even at a Sweet 16 in the early 2000s, you'd have this Elvis Crespo going down.
Shit, I don't Cap Live Imaging Tuesday. We continue with Beto Duran already in progress.
Yes. Laura, you were saying something before we get to Beto Duran?
No, I just said everywhere.
Yeah, Elvis Crespo.
Escape this song.
Do you want to see
in
that
the
hip
valley,
action? You want to see it again? Cap, you want to see
I'm
it
just impressed that your neck is feeling good enough that you can do that kind of hip action. Taking a lot of credit
for
that.
Yeah, Cappy cracked your neck.
Well, in about 15 minutes or 10 minutes, you're going to crack it again.
Getting down in there.
Yeah.
Beto Duran now already in progress.
Yeah, Beto. So real quick, before we do Big Deal or No Deal.
Hello, Chris.
Now, you've been on the road with me. You did the Miami game with me, the college football game. This week, we're going to Denver because we're doing an NFL game. And
who are they playing, the Broncos?
They're playing the Texans.
Okay.
Yeah. So
let Russ cook.
Yeah, so Beto and I are heading to Denver. We're doing the game with Mike Mayock on ESPN Radio. You can listen on the ESPN app.
Be curious to
hear
what you think
about Mike. We will not be at the Sunset Room, or else I would be. So.
Correct.
Good burger.
Yeah, now, here's the thing. Cappy, I offered you my game after this week.
Mm-hmm.
Beto and I are doing a home game. We're doing the Chargers-Jaguars.
Yep.
And I said, if you want,
yep,
I can get you on the sideline on
I
that
game. I don't want to be
and
on
you
it.
You don't want to do it.
Do not want to do it.
Okay. Are you sure?
I
told you guys this story. So the year that the Chargers moved from San Diego to L.A., the very first game.
Yeah, we've already heard it already. We've already heard it, but, dude, this is a chance to be on ESPN Radio National. Man.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The very first game, I was supposed to be on the telecast.
It's a chance to work. Let me tell
you the story here, because it's important.
It sounds incredible.
It's important.
Like an Ireland story over and over.
No, it's not, because Because
yes, everybody knows it. They called and you got tickets off the game.
No, but here's why. Because the Chargers told CBS, who I was working for at the time, they said, he's not welcome in our building. He's not welcome on our sideline.
Yeah.
We will not help him, et cetera, et cetera. So for me,
it's a principle thing.
I don't want to be on a broadcast of the Chargers and have their PR guy say, no, we're not going to give you the injury information. I don't want to hurt the broadcast because they have a grudge against me.
Now,
it's all new people, man.
Okay. It's probably
trust me when I tell you, the owner of the Chargers would be like, security, get him off the sideline.
Okay, so
trust me when I tell you, the owner of the Chargers is counting his money, not even worried about you right now.
I tell you right now, dude, you are wrong.
Okay. So now okay,
I got to side with Cappy on this one, I think.
So let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Beto and I are also doing SC versus Arizona State.
Yep.
Now, I can't guarantee you that one.
Yep.
If you want it, if I can get you on that one, would you do that game?
I would do that game, but I wouldn't do a Charger game.
You got to take that game.
Wait, Beto says no? Beto won't allow you at
that's
the
SC? That's fine. That's fine. How about this? How about Beto goes to the sidelines, and I'll do whatever he's doing for you?
You spot?
I'll try.
I don't think he can spot.
I can't do that.
You don't think so?
No.
How great would it be that he gives you the wrong information?
Oh, my God. No. That needs to be someone that knows what they're doing, which is why Beto does.
Spotter?
Yeah. Beto, why can't he do the SC game with us?
Because you can't pick and choose with our crew. Sedano is running the show. We follow his lead. Okay. It's like, here we go. We are united. We're going to go together. Because you know damn well, Cap, that if Sedano says, Cap is my sideline reporter, he's going to go above and beyond to protect you and make sure you're taken care of,
man. Okay. Well, again.
Now, Chris says I shouldn't do this at all because he doesn't think I should have you infringe on the weekend time.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Cappy's a schmoozer.
He's a schmoozer.
He's a networker. So once you let him into the hen house.
Yeah.
He's going to start talking to people.
Nah. Because on the road, we kind of stay by ourselves.
No, that's not how Cappy works. Cappy's sending that email.
He's talking about the game. He means at the game. He'll be schmoozing to the game.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Lincoln Riley will literally be coming on with us every week.
College football.
Might be a good thing.
College football sounds fun to me.
You would do it. Would Rachel let you do it?
Well, give me the date. Let me find out.
Wait, Beto, what did you say?
Quick, no. October 1st? Nope, he's busy.
It is October 1st.
I got to check my calendar.
Check your calendar.
Busy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hold on. It's
also like, Cap's past this, man. He's already been there, done that. Let him have his weekend.
But it would be fun.
How about we take Cap on a road trip?
Well, I think they're the sideline people are local now. Like, they're getting hiring local people.
Damn it.
Yeah. So that's part of it. At least for now.
Hey, King, can we get you on here?
Oh, my God. Hey, King. By the way, someone on Twitter in the community said that could be our version of Ask Sleep. That we could just play Hey King.
Well, I like how Beto says on Twitter that the Hey King hashtag Hey King shirts should be coming.
Well, we still need Hella Suss first.
Yeah, Hella Suss is good.
Yeah. All right. So, what does October 1st look like? Or are you texting Rachel to find out?
No, it kind of looks open. Kind of looks open right now.
I mean, Rachel literally complained of you watching football this weekend. What if you would tell her you actually have to go to a game? How is that going to go over?
She'd probably be happy about it because we could probably stay, Friday night in a nice hotel.
Okay.
Cap, you have to do the SC game. You just have to, because Mason would get so jealous of
him. Oh, that is true.
That is true.
You think Mason would be mad that I didn't ask him first?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, he's mad. Hell yeah.
He reminds people that he was part of the USC pregame show for like 2 years.
He was never the sideline reporter.
12 years ago.
He was never part of the broadcast.
Yeah, that would get him. Look at Sedano's eyes.
Yeah, he's happy now. That
would get him good.
And Cappy would have to do the coach's interview with Lincoln Riley walking off the field. Oh!
Yeah.
Take that, Mafia.
Although that could get sus for you. Like, hey, coach, here's a sided hat. So what'd you think about the first hat?
Here you go, coach. Here's your sided hat. And don't forget to download the app.
All right.
Let's go, Cappy. October 1st.
I'll see. Wait. I got to see if we can make that happen on our end first. But if I can, you would be interested.
I would be.
You would consider.
I would give consideration only, so you know.
Yeah.
Only because it's you and Beto.
Okay.
Okay, I mean, you're not Kurt Warner and Kevin Harlan.
Right.
Well, who's doing color for that game?
Max Starks, who he knows.
I love Max Starks.
Yeah. Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah, he's great.
I love that guy.
Okay, so there
come
you
on,
go.
Cap. Hey, then afterwards,
Beto.
Morales will be there.
Oh, Beto could take us out after that.
Yeah, we could do taco tour after that. I haven't done a college football game. I think the last college football game I did was a Georgia Tech game.
Yeah.
Between the Hedges.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, the other coach would be Herm.
Oh, that's good. Come I give on, him a sided hat, too.
Yeah.
Hey, King. Hey, yeah. King.
What up,
come
King?
Beto, congratulations on your whirlwind tour and worldwide tour.
Respect.
That was cool to watch.
Appreciate it, bro. And, thank you guys so much for all the support.
I will see you in Denver in a couple days.
Cool, man. I'm going to go spend some money on my kids and reintroduce myself to them.
Oh, okay.
You're going to have some Rocky Mountain oysters when you go to Denver?
No, I don't get paid like Sedano.
Sedano's buying.
Yeah.
Well, then, yeah.
I kind of want to watch. I kind of want to watch Texas A&M in Miami that night, but maybe.
Why? That game's now over.
Yeah, but
I mean, now that Texas A&M got beat by Georgia Southern, was that who it was?
Appalachian.
Yeah, Appalachian State.
Yeah,
forget it. That game's now lost its luster.
Georgia Southern beat Nebraska.
Yeah, Nebraska. Yeah, Clay Helton. All right, Beto. See you. He's gone.
That was the game we were watching after the USC Stanford.
All right.
Oh, really?
Christopher, throw it to Big Deal or No Deal.
It's time for Big Deal or No Deal. Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. All right, guys. So I know, Cap, you love following Britney Spears on Instagram.
She's always naked.
Yeah, she is.
She is. She loves being naked and free.
Yeah.
She talks about it all the time, especially when she went on Instagram 2 days ago and said that she will never perform again due to what she endured during her 13-year conservatorship. In a now-deleted IG post, she wrote, quote, "I'm pretty traumatized for life, and yes, I'm pissed as bleep, and no, I won't probably perform again just because I'm stubborn, and I'll make my point. Kiss my God bleep, mother bleeping bleep." So,
bleepery.
I guess, yeah, exactly. It's a lot of bleepery there. So, a lot of people who are big fans of Britney are really disappointed in this. So, I want to know, if Britney Spears never performs again, will it be a big deal or no deal, Cappy?
I'm going to say it'll be a big deal because I don't believe her. What is the protest? Who is she protesting against by not performing? She's got millions and millions and millions of dollars waiting for her out there. She's got adoring fans around the world who get to see every last inch of her on Instagram every day. But why would you not do it? Who are you punishing? Yourself, your father, your fan base? What is the protest?
Well, but doesn't the father still get a cut of it even
not anymore.
After the conservatorship?
I don't think so.
Oh.
So who's she punishing?
She just said that she's traumatized, which is why she said she's not doing it.
Yeah, and look, dude, it's her right. She doesn't want to do it.
Do whatever she wants to do.
She said she was just tired of not having, I mean, she did spend the last however many years of her performing career not having any creative control. They were basically, you know, propping her up there like a puppet. So she's like, yeah, I'm over it and done with it.
Well, what do you think she's worth?
Probably easily over $100 million.
I mean, I suppose if you got $100 million in the bank, you don't have to do anything.
They said at one point she was probably worth like half a billion, but her dad like funneled so much of that money to himself and that crooked business manager lady. And
But
when
I mean,
she's doing the Vegas concerts.
You could really, really, in one tour, just you commit yourself to 1 year, one tour, you'd be worth twice as much as you are right now. Come on, Brittany. Let's go, girl. Let's do this thing.
Why are you making her do stuff she doesn't want to
do? Well, no, I'm just encouraging her. I'm not forcing her. I'm encouraging her.
Okay. Slay queen.
That's right. Slay queen is right.
Yeah. Hey, King. Hey, King can be our ass lead. That would be pretty hilarious.
I do like that idea.
It's where people call and they just ask me for outlandish stuff and see if I can pull it off.
Yeah, yeah. I already love
the Hey Kings that are coming in. Can you get me Lakers season tickets with parking?
Yeah, apparently her net worth is $60 million right now.
It's a lot of money, obviously, but one tour, she's worth $120.
But what does she need any more money for?
Yeah, she's good, dude. She's good.
She doesn't even have anywhere to spend it on now. Her whole family has, like, abandoned her. You know, like, kids don't want anything to do with her. I feel bad for her.
Really? Her kids don't want anything to do with her?
No, that's, like, one of the recent the controversies right now. They're, like, embarrassed of her. And
why?
Because their dad brainwashed them because they've been living with them for the past 10 years during this whole conservatorship thing.
K-Fed.
Yeah.
And she dropped one of them, remember?
She dropped a kid?
Yeah, remember when that happened?
No.
It was like the early days of TMZ.
Yeah, yeah.
Where she dropped the kid in like L.A. on shopping or something.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was rough.
Jeez.
One more, Linz. One more.
All right, so Giselle is getting candid about her relationship with Cappy's BFF Tom Brady over there.
Giselle Bundchen.
She's in the Elle October cover. She's the cover of Elle's October issue. And she opened up about her relationship with TB12 and her concerns about him coming out of retirement. She said, quote, "This is a very violent sport, and I have my children, and I would like him to be more present. I've definitely had conversations with him over and over and over again, but ultimately, I feel that everybody has to make a decision that works for them. He needs to follow his joy, too. I've done my part, which is to be there for Tom." So, as far as Tom's NFL career goes, Are these quotes from Giselle a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
Oh, big deal. We knew it. I mean, she has not been shy about this for years now. So this is just further confirmation as to how annoyed she is that he's playing still.
Right, because think about it. And from her perspective, she's like, dude, you've won everything. You're the greatest of all time. We got plenty of money.
Right.
We could live the life that we want to live, but you're wasting your time playing football.
And she's also kind of, in some ways, put her career on hold. Not just the modeling aspect. She's a business. Like, her she's a brand.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I could understand where Giselle's like, dude, I married you. You told me that you're going to win. You're going to get done. We're going to move on. We're going to live a life. We're not really living that life.
Yeah, we're not living a life, period.
Yeah.
You're at training camp.
Yeah, you're playing ball.
Yeah.
Do you see her pictures on the L cover?
No.
Look it up, because I feel like they're vampires. I'm pretty sure her and Tom Brady are vampires.
They do get younger, it feels like.
Seriously. They really look amazing. They look better now than they did 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
It's TB12 system. Kale smoothies.
I think it's avocado ice cream.
There you go. All right, that is Big Deal, No Deal, each and every day at 6:30. By the way, I told you, we're giving away passes to the behind-the-scenes tour of SoFi Stadium. You can see the locker rooms, the premium suites, the post-game interview rooms, and, of course, run through the players' tunnel and much, much more. Caller number 7 right now gets all that at 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. You win a 4-pack of passes. Be caller 7 right now, 877-710-ESPN. You get the SoFi tour, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Caller number 7 wins the 4-pack for the all-access tour of SoFi Stadium.
You know what's going to happen when we come back?
What's that?
You know what's going down now.
Oh, yeah, you're going to do the massage for Chris.
I'm going to get down on
the
ground.
Floor. I'll do a little play-by-play.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm getting
do a little play-by-play.
Yeah.
Live Imaging Tuesday, Shitano and Cap final segment.
All right, I'm standing because I want to see you guys. I got to do a little play-by-play of you massaging Christopher.
Oh, we're doing that?
I mean, you don't seem very enthused.
Yeah, I'm very tired.
You kind of given up on it.
You know, it's funny. Like, you were really, like, high energy, and then did, like, the Beto interview, you weren't a big part of it. So did that bring you down, like,
energy-wise?
No,
I think the toxins from cracking my neck are now dumping into my system.
That's exactly right. The toxins when I broke.
When you released that knot.
Right. When the knot broke in Chris's neck. Have you been drinking water?
Not enough.
No, you need to drink water.
I didn't bring enough alkaline water for the day.
You need to drink a lot of water now, because once I broke that knot up. Now there are there are toxins going throughout that body, and you need to drink a lot of water.
Okay. Well,
driving down to Anaheim, are we going to have to stop 2-3 times?
I might need an alkaline water hookup. I don't have any. I'm out. I only drink alkaline water.
You need an IV.
That's a good idea.
You know what? I could make my hydration sensation with my Relight, with my electrolytes in there, so I can make that before
there you
we
go.
Get.
Okay. You're good.
All right, let's get on the phone.
But an IV would be nice. You ever have an IV?
I have. Do you have an IV hookup?
Of course I do. Okay. Of course I have an IV hookup for you.
He's got an IV guy.
Right, I'm not paying for it. Pay for anything.
All right, I need to switch to another mic, though, I think, Laura.
Here, come over here.
I got to get
come
to that
here.
Mic, because I won't be able to
come
see.
Come over here.
All right, go to Cappy's. All right.
All right, you come over here. All right.
Hold on! Why is your hand up as Tookus?
Can you hear me?
We can hear
you,
Cap. All
right, now I'm switched to this
side. Chris, I want you to put your hands down by your waist. There you go. And I want you to turn your head. Which is the side?
I don't hear Cappy on that mic, though.
Yeah, I don't. The right side. Okay.
Yeah, Laura, turn that mic. Turn that one. Or Lindsay, somebody turn that mic on.
All right, it's this mic right here.
Yeah. I'm on yours, so now we're good. All right, so Chris is on his stomach. His tuchus is up in the air, and he's
gyrating in some weird way.
He's pumping the ground,
basically.
Is
this mic on, Funchy?
Now you're on.
Yeah, it's on?
Yeah, you're good now.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so what are you going to do to him?
Well, Chris, what I want you to do is I want you to turn your head your right side is the side that's hurting, right? So turn your head the opposite, the side. I want to get to the side that's hurting. Well, actually, just keep your head the way it is.
All right, so let's go. Bring this down here.
Watch this, George.
There you go. Bring the mic with you.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Chris.
All right, now, okay, so you've got your hands, both hands on the middle of his spine. You're kind of pushing. You're going to the top of the back, up near the neck area, the shoulder area.
Turn your head face the right.
He wants you to turn your head. There you go. Now, Christopher has turned his head to the right. You're just pushing. You're putting pressure down. Is Laura in here taking video? Yes, she is. Okay. So pressure down, pressure down, pressure down, pressure down.
Big deep breath.
Now, Chris, take a deep breath. He's taking deep breaths.
Big deep breath.
Yeah.
It sounds dangerous.
He is. Chris's body is jarring. Oh, Cappy just put a whole lot of weight, and Chris is in pain.
Bill, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, it feels amazing.
Yeah, he loves the pain.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah.
Big deep breath.
Yeah. Are you a dominatrix all of a sudden, Cappy? What happened here?
Oh, big deep breath.
All right, big deep breath, and now he's going to push all on your weight again. Put his whole weight on you. There he goes again. Oh, my God. He literally put all his weight. Cappy put all his weight on to his hands, like basically put his legs on his elbows and putting all his body weight on Chris's back right now to try to help his neck back situation. Now elbows are going into the back. Now he's doing a little oh, yeah, there it is. Elbow right into the neck. Elbow right into the neck. This would be a wrestling move in the WWE. There's heavy breathing going on.
See the way I'm mounting him, George?
Yeah, I see you're mounting him. Dana White would be proud. The Gracie family would be proud. Oh, elbow right behind the ear. Behind the right ear. There's blood rushing up to Christopher's face.
Oh, I thought he like was bleeding.
No. Rushing to his face because he's turning red. Laura's taking all the video on this. Yeah. 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 He's got him in like a half.
There it is.
There it is. You got it. You got it. Oh, that sounds like it's painful. You got him in a half mount. Yeah. 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 Is it? You got it? Is it over? Is it over now?
I think what happened, George,
yeah,
is I think I was able to get my elbow,
yeah,
right into the knot,
yeah,
and yet again,
yeah,
make more. I think that there's so many toxins now running through this kid's body.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's
down for the count. He's now backing it up.
That was amazing, though.
He's backing that ass up.
That big release, though, when you heard that?
Yeah, yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah. How do you feel?
Cappy, you might have to do this every Tuesday now.
Yeah. Every Tuesday to end the show.
Not live imaging, yeah. Tuesday. You know, chiropractic Tuesday.
I feel, yeah, so good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You look better. Like, seriously, your face looks better.
Cappy, this was great.
Yeah. All right, you want to switch again so you can get back here?
Help you up?
No, he's got it.
Good? Right. You good? Okay. All right. All right, everybody goes back to their... Why don't you take my phone? No, this is my phone.
It is?
Oh, no, it is your phone. Here. Yeah.
Thanks. You okay?
No, it was good. Now, yeah? I'll tell you. So, you know, one of the things is my trigger point therapist, Marshall, he doesn't do chiropractics.
Mm-hmm.
He just gets into those knots, and I always ask him. He says, oh, you're so tight. That could be a drop.
I feel like every like masseuse says that. Everyone I've ever been to always says that.
Yeah,
so I always say, like, well, maybe we just need a good cracking, some chiropractics.
Right, a little release.
Like, we'll go to the chiropractor. Yeah. I'm like, oh, so now I'm going to multiple people. But now, Cappy has cracked me more than I've been cracked in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Cappy, how did you learn how to do that?
How did you crack him?
Well, I'm not a chiropractor by trade, and I did not go to chiropractic school. But I do have two cousins that did.
Right.
And so by proxy, if you will.
By osmosis?
Laura, it's kind of like I'm chiropractic adjacent.
Yeah, but you're good on the cracking.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got more moves in me, too. I mean, that
more
was...
More cracking?
Yeah. Well, I got... Like, so that was just a straight... You know, that was just Chris laying down.
I mean, how much crack are we talking about here?
Smoking crack.
I mean,
a lot of crack.
Okay.
Got a lot of. I want to take Chris and I want to move him to the side. I want to put his leg up in a 90 degree. I want to wrap my leg and then I want to twist him.
Do you want to do that?
A couple of different.
Can
I
we
wanna,
do that?
I need a table.
Like right now?
No, you need a table.
I feel like I need
a table.
No,
you can't do it on the ground.
Yeah, you need a table. I know exactly what
we're
going to
need a chiropractor's table.
Yeah, maybe what we should do is.
Can you order one on Amazon?
Well, you know what I'm thinking about? Here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Tuesday next week,
mm-hmm,
for chiropractors, right?
For live imaging Tuesday.
Just bring in a chiropractor.
Bring a chiropractor in here. I got a guy. I got a guy, I believe, in Newport who can come do it.
I think the bit is that you do it.
Yeah, the bit is that you do it.
No, you doing it. You know, because you're doing the magic there.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
You feel all right? Careful so you don't have like a. Yeah. You don't hurt him, though, you know?
Yeah.
You can't hurt him.
Yeah.
Maybe a little pinch?
Yeah, I'm a top.
No pinch.
Good night, everyone.
We still have 3 minutes.
Oh.
Not
that
if you're Mace.
That was a 3-minute video, so I'm going to have to...
That video was 3 minutes?
Yeah. I think that the key part is just
riveting
that,
radio.
That big crack.
I know, but I'm saying, you know.
Are you being sarcastic with riveting radio?
No, not at all. It was riveting radio.
Well, Lindsay thought you were actually bleeding at one point when
he
said the blood.
Because he goes, the blood is rushing to his head.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
What's happening?
There you go. Look at that, Cappy. You're a man of many talents.
Tonight, I'm going to get in the whirlpool at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let those jets run all over my body. Yes. The heat. Put some Epsom salt in there.
Mm-hmm.
You're definitely falling asleep on the ride home.
Yeah.
And then Cappy will do different.
Well, Cappy will be yawning anyway. So
yeah. Right. I mean, we may both fall asleep.
I was going to say, does Cappy ever veer off the road at all?
No, but sometimes there are tight breaks. Like we're talking. And, like, I see the headlights, and the headlights are getting closer. I'm like, all right. He's like, no, I got it.
That's funny.
Are you a backseat driver?
Sometimes, yeah. It's the anxiety part. But, hey, maybe all of this will help.
I even, just so you know, because over the last couple of weeks when I've been driving Chris home, I've had my son's car. He's got this Mazda, I think it's a CX-5. It's a fine car, you know. It's a fine vehicle.
A little SUV.
Yeah. And Chris will say to me, hey, where's the caddy? You know, like you're shuttling me around in your son's
Mazda. I saw the caddy
Mazda
today.
Yeah, so I brought the caddy today.
Oh, that's nice. I like it.
So you're a little more comfortable.
Well, yeah, it's nice. You know? Cadillacs get that.
Doesn't have the same drive that Mazda CX-5, I'm sure.
When you say, no, it's a much different.
Same ride. Yeah.
No, very different.
Yeah.
Very, very different.
But when you, because I have a Cadillac, and the smooth Corinthian leather.
See.
Like compared to Lisa, not girlfriend Lisa's Mercedes.
Yeah.
Obviously her car handles a certain way, but. You're comfortable in that Cadillac.
Yeah.
Smooth Corinthian leather.
Yeah, it's big and heavy. You can feel how heavy that car is.
I like to feel the heaviness.
Yeah. My grandfather, when I was a kid, every 2 years, he would get a brand new Cadillac Eldorado. That was his thing, the Cadillac Eldorado.
Yeah.
And back then, you know, the seats in the front, like my grandfather would sit here, I'd sit in the middle, and my grandmother would sit to the right of me, you know? And then in the back, it'd be my mother, my sister,
and
my father.
Yeah, six people could sit. Yeah, 100%.
Exactly.
All right, we're done here in 30 seconds there. So, Chris, how is the overall feeling right now? Like, one is the worst 10, you're feeling great.
I would say a 7. Right. 7.5. But
nice.
Today, I was at a 1 all day long.
Okay.
I will. Maybe I'll post a video from the
whirlpool
tonight.
All right,
nice.
Sounds good. Cappy, excellent work as always.
And back to you.
Thanks to Beto for stopping by earlier today. Great job, Lindsay and Laura and Christopher as well. We will talk to you mañana. Have a good one.
Can't stop the feeling of Sedano and Cap.